This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Patrick Caron, Appellant v. Mark Schabing and Daryl Green, respondents. Decided January 21st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Wernz Patrick Caron, Nome, ED1 on Tome 664, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County versus Cause number 23CG CC00150. Mark Schabing and Honorable Frank E. Miller, Daryl Green, respondents. Filed January 21st, 2025. Introduction. Appellant Patrick Caron appeals from the trial court's summary judgment in favor of respondents Mark Schabing and Daryl Green in appellant's action for tortious interference with a contract and business expectancy. On appeal, appellant argues summary judgment was improper because the general release and waiver he signed as a part of his employment separation agreement did not release respondents. Because respondents were released by the general release and waiver, we affirm the trial court's summary judgment. Factual and procedural history facts. Viewing the facts in the light most favorable to the non-moving party, see Weeks verse St. Louis Cinti, 696 SW 3D 333, 338, Mo Bonk 2024. The uncontroverted facts are as follows. Two appellant was CEO of Perry County Memorial Hospital, PCMH, or the hospital. In 2018, appellant entered a contract with the hospital extending his term by 5 years. On March 2, 2021, the hospital terminated appellant's employment. As part of appellant's separation agreement with the hospital, appellant was entitled to 18 months of severance pay. Appellant executed a general release and waiver in exchange for the severance pay. The general release and waiver, in relevant part, provided that appellant unconditionally releases, discharges, and acquits PCMH and all its present, former, and future boards of trustees, officers, directors, employees, agents, attorneys, divisions, subsidiaries, predecessors, successors, insurers, related companies, shareholders, partners, and members of all of them, released parties from and against any and all claims, charges, causes of action, or liabilities that appellant has or may have against the released parties. Respondents served as physicians with the Perryville Family Care Clinic, PFCC, or the clinic. The clinic operated as the exclusive family medicine practice of the hospital under a professional services and administration agreement, PSA agreement. This PSA agreement between the clinic and the Perry County Health System, doing business as Perry County Memorial Hospital, stated, PFCC shall be the exclusive provider of family medicine medical services to the hospital to enable hospital to operate a full-time family medicine practice. Hospital shall provide nursing staff, non-physician personnel including clerical, administrative, and support personnel, furniture, furnishings, equipment, supplies, and support services. Hospital shall maintain and keep such facilities in good order and repair. The practice shall be conducted by hospital on a full-time basis with hours of service. To be determined by hospital subject to PFCC's sole discretion to determine staffing. PFCC shall ensure its physicians maintain membership in good standing on the medical staff of hospital. Respondents served as chief of staff and in various physician director roles. For example, Respondent Green served as chief of staff at the time appellant's employment was terminated. The chief of staff runs medical staff meetings, can direct the medical staff, and develops and three implements policies relevant to the medical staff. The chief of staff has decision-making authority over credentialing and approval of physicians and medical staff. Similarly, Respondent Schabing was physician director when appellant's employment was terminated. The physician director chairs meetings of the department at issue, makes decisions and advises committee members on best practices, and makes recommendations to the health system about relevant practices and policies. Procedural history. Following his termination, appellant filed a petition alleging that respondent's intentional and tortious conduct caused Perry County Memorial Hospital to breach its valid employment agreement with appellant. According to appellant's petition, the health system leases the operations of PCMH. Respondents are both physicians and members of Perryville Family Care Clinic, PC, and Perryville Family Care Clinic, PC, is an independent contractor with the health system. Specific to Respondent Schabing, the petition alleged that he informed administration, as well as numerous medical staff and board members, that he had hired his daughter. Appellant became concerned, approached the Associate Vice President of Physician Practices, and insisted that she resolve the situation by prohibitis.